stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, for 2025, we've revamped the Destination Spotlight to focus on states over cities, and with Alabama, Alaska, and Arizona already featured, that makes today a showcase on Arkansas as we go alphabetical, and we're sponsored by amac.us/Karen.
If you care about your country, your freedom, and your hard-earned money, then AMAC is the organization for you. Unlike the other senior organization that sold out to the radical left, AMAC.us/Kerry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, stands for conservative values, limited government, lower taxes, protecting your Social Security, and defending our Constitution.
Well, that's all good stuff right there. Plus, you're also going to get tons of travel savings as a member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more, like home, auto, and life insurance. As a show fan, you'll get an exclusive five-year membership for just $31. Don't miss out on this special offer, folks. Go to AMAC.us/Kerry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're off to our 25th state in the Union, admitted to the nation in 1836, as we're joined by Delaney Thomas, Arkansas's Director of Tourism.
Delaney, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are very happy to have you here with us today. So as Mary just said, Arkansas is America's 25th state, but I'd suggest that not 25% of Americans have been to your beautiful state, and they are missing out. We've enjoyed time in Little Rock and Fayetteville and Fort Smith. For some reason, we've yet to make it to Bentonville, but we will. I promise that. And I think what sticks with me about Arkansas is just how much of an outdoor state you are. So talk with us about some of the top things you enjoy doing in the outdoors in Arkansas.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. We very much believe that Arkansas still remains a hidden gem, and that's what makes it an exciting destination for people in the United States to get out and visit. As you mentioned, we are referred to as the natural state, so absolutely outdoor recreation and outdoor spaces are very key to an experience that a visitor would expect to have when they come to Arkansas. We have 52 Arkansas state parks, and each of them are relatively free to enter, with the exception of Crater of Diamonds State Park in southern Arkansas, where you can dig for diamonds and keep what you find, which is a very unique thing to find in the United States. But what also makes our outdoor spaces interesting is that Arkansas's mild climates really create a 365-day almost opportunity to get out and explore the outdoors. So we're very fortunate to have those four distinct seasons here in Arkansas.
Delaney, I think, as Robert said, we'll get to Bentonville at some point, but I think a lot of people listening know it's the headquarters of Walmart, and because of the Walton family, the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is now world-renowned. And as you already mentioned, the diamond mines, that's another way to travel and hunt for treasures. How much have both of those destinations, particularly Crystal Bridges, impacted your tourism?
We are so grateful and fortunate to have Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. It's been open for over 10 years now, and they are actually undergoing a massive expansion. They're going to be doubling their size in the next year, and it has really put Arkansas on an international map. We receive visitors from all over. I always enjoy walking around the parking lot and seeing all the license plates from each of the 50 states, and we're just really fortunate that Alice Walton made that investment in Arkansas. There is art for each type of art enthusiast to really experience up close. And if you come to Arkansas, it is absolutely
a place that's a reason right there to get there. So, you know, because Arkansas is such an outdoor state, hunting, fishing, shooting, trapping are big there. I saw a stat that said it has had such a big impact on your GDP in recent years, not only enhancing destination travel, but boosting manufacturing for these type of activities, too. So can you expand on that for everyone?
I'd be happy to. Arkansas is home to world-renowned brands like Fast Cat, Ranger Boats, and all of these brands really speak to the access to outdoors here in Arkansas. We have pioneers. You already mentioned Sam Walton, but the manufacturers in this state really help drive not only Arkansans' access, but the entire United States, also to firearms and ammunition to get out and be able to hunt.
And what about Hot Springs National Park? I think you have around 50 thermal springs. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, Hot Springs National Park is one of the oldest parks in the national park system, and I'm located in Hot Springs, as you mentioned, and was a favorite spot of some gangsters back in the early 1900s that would come to Hot Springs and experience those spas.
Well, and Bathhouse Row as well there. I mean, you have with all of those thermal spas and that you can go into. I don't think it can swim in the outdoor spas.
Can you drink the water?
You you can drink the water. You cannot swim in the water. You can certainly try to test your luck at putting your hand in the springs, but you can bring a jug and fill up water and take it home.
All right, so you go home and shower. So that's all. So you can I guess if you bring enough of it, you can figure that out. All right. Well, last question for us today, Delaney, is what do you think is the biggest misperception about Arkansas that you want to clear up right now?
I think there might be a perception that there's not much going on in Arkansas, and that could not be further from the truth. You've already mentioned a lot of our great towns and cultural offerings. I often hear that people even think Arkansas is flat, but we are home to a diverse range of geography, people, and experiences that we hope the listeners of this show will take the road less traveled and come visit Arkansas.
Well, I like that very much. And listen, and even Little Rock, I mean, your capital there, I mean, it's a hopping city. I mean, there's no question about it. So I do hope that people go. And when they do, they'll let us know. And then, Delaney, we will let you know. So, folks, I'm going to give you the website you can go to. The website is very easy. It's just arkansas.com, arkansas.com. You can't mess that up. Delaney, very nice talking to you today. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, Delaney. Take care.
Yep, you guys as well. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Bentonville, mountain biking capital of the world. So
lots of good mountain biking in Bentonville, apparently.
So that's going to be how we're going to end hour one of the program this week, folks. Hour two is going to start in about 7 minutes with the preferred travel panel as we focus on spring break travel. Deals of the week in the museum gallery are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.